Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thankful for you being here. And thank you to Melissa Hooray and all that Mike Lindell is doing. I'm a big fan of his recovery network. He is approaching the needs of people at the base of where their needs are at. And again, going back to my opening monologue, that's what this is about. The gospel is the least racist and the most pro-person form of thinking that can be found. Because Jesus himself embodied the idea that all people have inherent value. I want to go back to that Sarah Bessie book. This is another passage in it, and it kind of curdles my skin. She's talking to God. This is a prayer that she prayed. She said, "My prayer is that you would help me to hate the other white people. You know, the nice ones. The Fox News loving, Trump supporting voters who don't see color, but who make thinly veiled racist comments about those people." Ms. Bessie, show me who that is. Demonstrate a pastor or a church that's winking at that, saying it's OK, going along with it. I want to know. Because if that's actually happening, that needs to be spoken up against. The people who are happy to have me over for dinner, but alert the neighborhood watch anytime an unrecognized person of color passes their house. That's happening in the church. That's happening here. New York and New Jersey, the tri-state area, we're too diverse not to have people passing our house of all race and color all the time. This is happening. To the people who welcome black people in their churches and small groups, but brand us heretics if we suggest that Christianity is concerned with the poor and the oppressed. I don't know any Christians that don't believe that Christianity is concerned with the poor and the oppressed. And every evangelical church that I have had any association with over the last 40 years have always made that one of the key tenets. So now only one race of people or one skin type of people supposedly care about the poor? I don't believe that. This is the problem, friends. Much of this wokeness is being passed off as truth because no one is establishing a trail or fact-based line of evidence as to what it's being responded to. You know what she doesn't address in this Please Help Me Hate White People book? Why the church doesn't speak about the fact that more black babies are aborted each year than born in 7 of the zip codes right here in the tri-state area. Why don't we talk about that? Doesn't God love them too? Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.